Radio.
Hello and welcome to CryptoCurrent, the only podcast to bring you beginner and advanced knowledge of cryptocurrency and blockchain, analyses of cryptocurrency markets, and discussions on growing a business within the crypto space. Stay tuned and stay CryptoCurrent.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of CryptoCurrent. This is your host, Richard Carthon, and I am here today for a long overdue conversation with my producer, Mr. Andrew DeRitter. How you doing today, man?
Hey, I'm good. How's it going, Richard?
Man, I'm great. So the reason this podcast sounds as great as it does and the great production that goes into all of this, we are finally hearing the voice behind the mask. I asked Andrew to join me here today because I want to talk on a subject that I think a lot of you might be interested in, and that is how to start a podcast, but more specifically, how to start a cryptocurrency podcast and kind of the back end of what that looks like and how you get it started, and kind of talk about our journey from 2018 to where we are in 2019 and where we're trying to go this year and grow and continue to move this podcast. So, Andrew, first, please give our listeners a little background about yourself and, like, man, how do we even get this started? Like, take us back to, like, day one of, like, how this even took off.
So my friend Adam and I were talking, and I was trying to get some experience in audio engineering, and I asked him if he would want to do a podcast, and he said yes. You know, we started in my closet. I put some acoustic foam up and some blankets, and it just started from there. And then we had two people on one microphone, you know, like we started literally, you know, in the basement. And then it grew from there, and now I built a studio, and this episode I think is on 27 or something like that.
Yeah, man. It's been steadily growing, and it's interesting. So everyone, as you know, when we first started this, I had Adam with me. He was one of my co-hosts. As the year went on, we decided that I was just going to take it over. And from there, it's been me just hosting. So if you're wondering, you know, what happened to Adam, just decided that I was going to go about this route solo. And me and Adam are on good terms. Everything's cool. Want to let you know that's kind of happened with that. But so, yeah, when we first started this podcast, this series, we came to Andrew's setup. And he had us in the closet, a legitimate closet with foam up just to mute out all the outside noise. And we didn't know, like, one, how to speak. Should it be a conversation? Should it be scripted? And it just to make an episode took, I think the longest one took us like 4 hours. You remember that?
4 hours for 20 minutes of audio.
Yeah. And what we discovered, it was by trying to be scripted, robotic, it didn't feel natural. So, like, if you go back to, like, our first two, three, the reason why it feels so static was that it wasn't really a conversation. It was more of trying to make sure we said everything that we wanted to, but trying to sound so perfect with it that it didn't sound authentic. And so we kind of listened to it, or Andrew listened to it, was like, yo, we got to switch this up. And that's how we kind of switched it more into a conversational type of podcast. So from there, we decided that we should start doing some interviews, interviewing people that are in the space, have some knowledge about what's going on, and really trying to dive deeper to not just grow our knowledge, but to grow all of your knowledge on various topics in cryptocurrency. And before even getting to that part, though, Andrew had done a lot of research and figured out, like, here's how I, you know, put together this podcast, and, like, here's what I need to be able to make the audio sound great, the sound bites, like, piecing everything together. Like, Andrew, that very first podcast, how long do you think it took to put that together?
Probably took me like 4 days of straight continuous time, 4 days to just figure out how to get an RSS feed onto iTunes. I had no idea. And by the end of it, I felt like I could write code.
Yeah. So describe this to us. So like, what are like the first steps of, if I make this podcast, I have this audio. Let's just start there. Like, how do I now put that out for people to be able to download and hear it?
Well, you have to have a host website. So they have services out there like Libsyn. That's what we use. They also have free services like Anchor. You know, there's a lot out there. It's really just, you know, it really doesn't matter which service you use. They all do the same thing, and that's give you basically a web page with an RSS feed. And then you can take that RSS feed, and wherever you post it, you know, those stats can be followed. And you can tell how many people have downloaded your podcast and how many streams you have. And, you know, you can figure out a lot of stuff from there.
Gotcha. So that's a good way to see who's listening and to get those stats to keep measuring, like, here's where you started, here's where you're trying to grow, here's where your people are. And how would you say that process, just getting all that set up, how long did that take you to, like, figure out?
That alone was the 4 days.
Yeah.
Because I knew a lot about audio, you know, I could make it sound great, but, like, it's different. You know, it was even different than posting music. Music, you kind of just submit it through the proper channels, and podcasting, without that RSS feed, you really can't do anything.
Yeah.
That took a lot of time.
Well, good. I'm glad. First, I'm glad for us you figured that out. But from there, so the first part is figuring out how to get it out on the internet. The second part is cutting down the audio. So how did you learn how to, like, piece everything together and make it sound really good?
I've read a lot of books and YouTube to YouTube to YouTube video, and just researched in every way possible what I had to do to make things sound great. I learned how to EQ certain frequencies out to make things better. You know, I figured out that high-pass filters, you know, cut out the dogs that are barking outside.
Right.
Things like that, the small things, but, like, it makes a huge difference in your audio.
Right, and you even have, with this setup, you have some pretty nice mics. So, like, when you first started, I know you've added more and more mics, but, like, what was, the first mic you used, and, like, what are we using now? Like, how did we get to that point?
The first mic I used was an Audio-Technica 2020. From there, you know, I realized that, you know, having two people stuffed in a closet with no AC was really not the way to attract more customers.
Yeah.
And so I just replicated that, got another one, and then somehow another mic fell into my hand, another condenser microphone, and then I got two dynamic mics, SM58s, of course, the workhorse of the audio community, and, you know, five mics, and I put foam all over my room, and now I can have up to five people looking at each other, not in a closet, in a very comfortable space, and I am where I am now, and now I have multiple podcasts that I produce.
Which is amazing. Like, just to see the transformation of your studio has been incredible. Like, it's a good vibe in here. Everyone sits comfortably. Everything sounds amazing. And, you know, no one would ever know from this podcast, like, what your studio would look like. But I want, like, to paint a picture. Like, you would never know. Like, you basically walk into Andrew's apartment and, you know, you walk into his main room and there's just foam everywhere. There's just all this foam that, like, eliminates outside sound, and, you know, five mics set up, and, you know, he has these lights that he set up to, like, create different moods. And it's really incredible just to see, like, how much time and effort, energy you put into just creating this atmosphere. So I would say, like, as you look, if you're looking into making your own podcast one day and having a good setup for other people to come on, and you're going to have it in a location, take your time and, like, set up a good mood, because, like, having people in a good mood, good vibe really does help with bringing and producing good shows. What would you say about that, Andrew?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I know from a music standpoint, as an audio engineer, I would rather if everyone was in a different room in a different state, so I didn't get microphone bleed from every other instrument, right? But there's something about it when all the musicians are in the same room that creates a vibe that can't be reproduced. It just can't be. And so you need that energy from everyone in the room around you. And so it's the same way with podcasting. You know, like, if everyone's in a separate room, it's like you're on a phone call, and, like, you might act differently. But if you can look someone in the eyes, you have that real conversation, and that's what you capture with the microphones, and that's what it's all about, capturing the natural sound of everything.
Yeah, and you're doing a great job with it. One of the best compliments I've been getting from a lot of our interviewees is they really enjoy the sound quality that's been coming from it, and that's true testament to all the work that you've been putting into this. So I just wanted to thank you for that, and to also like to go into like a new gear of like, you know, with everything that you've learned and like where we're growing from this, like what are some like different like expectations or some new things that are in the pipeline that people on our podcast can expect to see and hear?
Sound effects. And I'm learning to produce with my MIDI keyboard. I want to be able to do real-time sound effects, you know, capture the moment, you know, from my control room.
Yeah, aren't you, if I'm not mistaken, you're starting to look into video as well, correct?
Yes, and I want to do that hopefully by the end of this month. You know, I think that video, it's a lot easier for people to just pick it up. You know, it's like a shiny object on the ground. You know, someone can give you an envelope and tell you there's something great inside. And I feel like that's what audio is. People have to actually click it. You know, whereas video, you scroll down your Facebook feed and you know, the videos play automatically and your attention's caught. You can see it. And so I really want to implement that into this studio. And then you can actually see my studio. That'd be nice.
Right. So that's pretty incredible that, you know, not only with the audio being picked up, now he's looking into the video side of things. So that is one of the biggest parts of 2019 that we want to share with you that we're going to be bringing. Of course, the audios continue to pick up, do some more great interviews with other people, but we're going to start looking into video as well. So look out for more content, some more visual content to come out with that. And we are going to be doing our best to grow our audience as well. And I'm going to probably go on a little bit more shows outside of just CryptoCurrent. I think I've been doing a lot of work on trying to bring inbound conversations, and I'm going to try to work more on the outbound side of things. So going and being on some other podcast, which, you know, we can collaborate. We can hopefully share each other's audiences and continue to grow in that capacity. Another thing is continue to grow our newsletter. So the newsletter's back. It's incredible. It's so amazing. Like if you haven't already gotten on our newsletter, do yourself a favor and subscribe to it. I get my daily dose every single day, and it's incredible just to see like the various articles that come through it. And there'll probably be some episodes where I try to go through some of the current events going on and speak on them. Just for example, one of the headlines that I read today was about the Weklevoss twins and talking about stable coins and how they're going to probably have a big effect on this year and what's happening in cryptocurrency. And another one is, you know, how is the government shutdown and how is that affecting the cryptocurrency market? And is there some direct ties that can be correlated between? There's just so much knowledge and information out there that I think it would be highly beneficial for you to just go ahead and check that out. And another most important thing I am going to push, you know, this March, we're having the CryptoCurrent Conference. A lot of things have come together for this conference. We, you know, the venue's been secured. It's New Orleans Jazz Market. We have a great lineup of speakers. We have Sterling Lujan with Bitcoin.com, who's headlining. Also, Carford Vell, who is with Decentraland. Decentraland, in essence, if you have ever seen Futurama, and there's that episode where they go into the internet, that's basically happening right now with virtual, like they're making virtual reality and using NFTs to be able to go on this virtual land and build on top of it and have this commerce to where you can go buy and sell things on top of your land. Like it is some next level stuff. And he's one of the lead developers of it. And he's super knowledgeable. It's a great conversation. I would, you know, you would really enjoy that conversation. And we're also going to be having one of our previous speakers. He is Jacob Pouncey with Saxo Bank. He's going to, you know, be giving a lot of really good information on the current outlook and the future outlook of the market. We have just so many great speakers. The agenda's up. The some sponsorships are coming through. Tickets are being sold. If you haven't already gotten yours, get it. it's going to be an absolute fantastic time. And yeah, Andrew, is there anything else that you see coming up this year that you're super excited about that you want to put on people's radar?
I'm pretty excited for this video to come through, the Facebook Lives. Hopefully we can have in-person interviews like that. So stay tuned for that. Go to our website, cryptocurrent.co, and check that out. We'll keep you posted.
Yeah, and more than anything, so if you are actually interested in creating your own podcast, want to figure out like how do you get it started, whether it's in cryptocurrency or whether it's on something else that you're passionate about, Andrew is your guy. Trust me, you want to reach out to him, and you know he is very accessible, and I will make sure that there's a way that you can reach out. But Andrew, what's a good email that they can catch you at?
Well, it's my name, Deritter. Andrew@gmail.com, and that's spelled Deritter, Andrew@gmail.com.
And I'll make sure I get that in the show notes. His website's coming out soon. Of course, I'm building that for him. And he's going to have a lot of the different things that he's been working on there. But today, just wanted to kind of lay out, you know, put face and a voice to the face that is Andrew, that's been putting all this on in the background. I'm happy that y'all have gotten to learn a little bit more about like everything he's been working on, how he put it together, and all the exciting things that we have going on for this year. So a shorter episode, but wanted to kind of give you a catch up of where we are as a company. And we got a lot of exciting things on the horizon. So thanks again. And Andrew, thanks for joining me.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
No problem. And stay cryptocurrent. Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to another episode of Cryptocurrent. For more information on this episode and all of our episodes, please visit us at www.crypto-current.co. Stay up to date with the latest news in cryptocurrency by signing up for our newsletter. You will receive a daily email Monday through Sunday that is personalized and curated content specific to you and your interest, powered by artificial intelligence. Get your tickets today. We are throwing the first cryptocurrency and blockchain conference in New Orleans in March 2019. You can get your tickets today at www.crypto-current.co.
This has been another episode of Cryptocurrent, bringing you one step closer to becoming a crypto and blockchain aficionado. We look forward to giving you the latest in crypto news and analyses next week. Stay cryptocurrent.
Please use available exits now.